This Israel report is brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you're based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, including finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property, and getting it rental ready. The Blue Agency is happy to announce that they are in South Africa for private meetings. Contact Barry Cohen via WhatsApp on 076-577-2000. That's 076-577-2000. The Blue Agency, your Israeli property, is in good hands.
The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Rolene Marks, a very good morning to you. How are you?
A very good morning to you too. And I do confess to maybe carrying on my dance party at my desk while listening to that song.
That's a great song, hey? It'll very, very catchy. I think it is. It's definitely a keeper. Rolene, what a week. It continued in Israel this week. We had the Supreme Court ruling about Derry. It's just been really quite something. And now we're being told that the government is working on a new law to restrict protests. Tell us about this.
Well, this is ahead of massive nationwide protests expected tomorrow night. Last week we had that some 100,000 strong protest in Tel Aviv, a couple of hundred people outside the president's home in Jerusalem, many feeling that he was not doing enough to try and intervene in the crisis with the Supreme Court, and a small protest in Haifa. But this weekend we're expecting Tel Aviv to grow in size, Jerusalem, Haifa, Be'er Sheva in the south. This is spreading out through the country, and I'll get to who is expected to attend in a second, but we have heard this morning that apparently the National Security and Justice Ministries, now conveniently those are headed by Yariv Levine and Itamar Ben-Gvir, want to work on a new law that will allow the government to further restrict protests. Now, this is according to Khan News. Now, in a democracy, it is absolutely sacrosanct that people be allowed to protest peacefully. Now, some of the reasons they're giving, as they say, that some people's presence could disrupt the peace, and if one person is disorderly, the police must be able to disband the entire protest. But they don't tell you what they regard as disorderly. You know, it's a very, very ambiguous sentence. They're also saying that now they want permits, police permits for any gathering of more than 100 people, and they don't want people protesting anywhere near the homes of public figures. They must be at least 100 meters away. Now, that I can understand, you know, from a security perspective, being able to get their principles in and out. But you've got to be so careful when you start to interfere with people's rights to peacefully gather and protest.
It definitely seems to me to be a case of the government not reading the room, because there's this growing disconnect, and I mean that's my view of it, and I'd like your thoughts. Is there seems to be a growing disconnect with a Netanyahu government camp that is convincing itself of a certain reality, and outside of that you've got a country who might be doing the same, but either way this chasm is growing. It's very scary.
It is very scary. I mean, we're expecting at the protest, not just people in the individual capacity, but we're expecting groups of doctors. Now, these are organized groups, doctors, lawyers, high-tech workers, students, LGBTQ plus activists, the kibbutz movement, you know, coming together as a movement, IDF reservists. You know, this is a cross-section of the of Israeli society, and Israelis are saying, we are concerned, we are making our voices heard. And, you know, the excuses that we've had this week from the government, including the Shas party, you know, after the court ruling, they said, well, 400,000 people voted for Arya Deri. Yes, but how many people did not vote for Arya Deri? And one of the, and here I'm sure I'm going to get some flack from some of the listeners. Some of the feedback that I get from people, you know, for writing or speaking about the crisis at the moment, and whether you want to accept it or not, it is a crisis. It's one that's not just causing chasms in Israeli society, but with Israel and diaspora communities around the world. I spent the week hearing from diaspora communities who are very concerned about what is happening. Some fundraising organizations saying major donors are very reluctant to give to Israeli causes because of the government, which should never be a contingency for support. But this is what people are feeling. You cannot say, like I heard from somebody this week, well, the adults are running the country, accept it or move on, or but people voted them in. You have to accept that there is a massive section of Israeli society that did not vote this government in. And when it comes to the issue of the Supreme Court, there are people that are concerned even from the factions that voted this government in.
In fact, I was speaking, I mentioned a little bit earlier, there was a survey done by Channel 13, and it did show quite significant a strong view from a cross-section of Israelis that Arya Deri shouldn't be a minister and isn't fit for the role. So even, in fact, he could support us. 59%, if I recall correctly, said that he shouldn't be, and only 26% said that he should. The rest were undecided. 26% of Likud voters are supporting some of these actions, for example, the Deri one. That has to worry Netanyahu. Surely he needs to take his lead from his own party.
Well, this is what one of the big topics of discussion is here, is that we know that he's given a lot of high-level portfolios to a party that you so brilliantly last week called Kingmakers. And this, the reaction from Likud members was, you know, they were absolutely horrified. Why are you giving such significant portfolios to Otzma Yehudi? And with some of the decisions that have been taken and some of the movements from Netanyahu over the last, I'd say, a month or so, it has concerned members of the Likud party. This issue with the Supreme Court, no matter who you speak to in Israel, shows a concern in some way. And I want to make it very clear, the issue is not about reforms, because should there be reforms at the Supreme Court? It's a democratic institution. There are always talks about reforms and improvements of democratic institutions, the Supreme Court no less. But the planned overhauls and reforms are a sweeping decision by a small group of the population and really, really hinder our democratic values and the ability to check our democracy and make sure that our democratic values remain sacrosanct and in place.
Wouldn't a constitution solve some of these problems?
Well, that's a fantastic question, and one that, you know, people are starting to discuss. Maybe do we need a constitution? You know, what do we do to preserve our democracy, our Israeli democracy? Because of these reforms come into play, you don't have this holy separation of the legislative and the judicial. You know, we now have a free-for-all where the government are free to clamp down on anything that they deem disagrees with their agenda. And we're not North Korea or Iran, the last time I looked, we're the state of Israel. And, you know, we've got to take care, we've got to preserve those elements that are in place which protect our democracy. Now, we don't have a constitution, but we do have a declaration of independence which enshrines our democratic values.
I'd love to hear from you on 34519 or 0618951019. In the past, many of you have disagreed with Rolene. What do you think now? What are you thinking about the clamping down or limitations on protests? Are you comfortable with that? Do you think it makes sense? I genuinely would love to hear an alternative view. For me, it's very, very scary. When you start talking about and limiting people's ability to protest, gatherings, we've seen it. We've seen this movie. And I'm not suggesting that there's a comparison between Israel and an apartheid government. God forbid, there, it couldn't be further apart. But it is a worry when we start seeing the curtailment of freedoms, in my view, and I'd love yours, 34519 or 061-895-1019. Let's talk about my least favorite anti-Semite, Kenneth Roth. What's happening there?
Oh, Kenny, you know, I think that just seems to be this response that we all get, the sigh of resignation, and Kenneth Roth is at it again. Well, Everybody, Kenneth Roth is at it again. He was denied a fellowship to a very prestigious fellowship at Harvard University. This is the Harvard University Kennedy School. And while he wasn't given an official reason, there was belief that his anti-Israel stance, or actually you and I know it as an anti-Israel obsession, because, you know, it's not a day if Kenneth Roth is not tweeting about Israel and criticizing something or the other. It was believed that is why he was denied this fellowship. Now, the dean who denied him, who vetoed the decision, this was around about July, Douglas Almendorf, his concern was that a lot of donors, a lot of former students who were major donors to Harvard would pull their donations. And this week, or actually last night, the New York Times published an op-ed saying that they have reversed their decision. Many expressed their concerns with the lack of academic freedom. Strange how that is not that respect of academic freedom is not given to pro-Israel or Zionist organizations and speakers and educators. I mean, I'm just putting it out there, Howard. You know, maybe it's just me. They have reversed their decision, and he will be given his fellowship.
Which is absolutely appalling, absolutely appalling. I want to leave time for this. Yair says, Rolene, you keep mentioning how the judicial reform is supported by such a small minority. However, the judicial reform was an upfront issue in the election campaign, and yet the current government did win the majority of seats. Your thoughts?
Well, the current government, because we work on coalition building. Don't forget that the second biggest party is not part of the coalition, and there are other parties that are not part of the coalition. And I think it's one thing being on the political track for an election, and it's another thing when you have to govern and the reality sets in about what those reforms actually mean. And when we start hearing from the legal fraternity going back as far as 1975, our Israeli Air Force former officers, over 1,000 of them, and we start hearing from ambassadors and diplomats and people on the ground who have to live with these possible decisions, the reality sets in about just how dangerous this is and what effect these sweeping changes could have, not just for our democracy, but for Israel's standing in the world. So it's very different when you make campaign promises, and it's another thing when reality sets in and you have to live with some of those promises being implemented.
And then final question, this also from Yair, Rolene, you haven't mentioned the right that right-wing factions applied for counter-protests in Tel Aviv, and they were denied that right. I wasn't aware of that. Were you?
I was not aware of that. Notification at all.
Okay, so yeah, if you want to send us that information, with something to to for us to reference and fact check that, that would be awesome, because I think that is a relevant point if that was indeed the case. Rolene Marks, thank you as always. Some fiery conversations, very important conversations, ones that we need to have and need to continue having as we wade through some of these difficult subjects. Wishing you a Shabbat Shalom, a fantastic weekend, and we'll catch you next week.
That Israel Report was brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you're based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, including finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property, and getting it rental ready. The Blue Agency is happy to announce that they are in South Africa for private meetings. Contact Barry Cohen via WhatsApp on 076-577-2000. That's 076-577-2000. The Blue Agency, your Israeli property, is in good hands.